I hear there's rumors on the internets.
Hello from Berlin, Prague, and somewhere in Slovakia. My name is Mark.
And I'm David. And you're listening to the Check Your Facts podcast, a little podcast about media, journalism, and everything we like about it. Mark, I'm in Považská Bystrica, actually, if you want to know.
Yeah. Slowly again, please.
Považská Bystrica.
And how far is that away from Bratislava?
So it's like hour and a half from, I'm on a business trip. So I'm staying here for the night.
Like, what are you doing on your business trip?
Work stuff.
Let's just it's top secret.
Let's just keep it at that. I'll have so to
not,
come
not
up
improving
with
like your Dobre Rano podcast. Or is it something?
No,
else?
No. It's more like I'm talking to the guys because also I'm in charge of like updating our mobile apps, and so I'm talking to the guys who are in charge of that. Who are doing that.
Okay.
So the developers and the designers, so they are showing me some stuff, and we are just like making a roadmap for this year, and it's pretty exciting. They are great guys, and we don't get to hang out a lot. I mean, obviously we come to work, but
yeah,
you know how that works.
And for how long are you staying there?
Just the night, like 2 days. I came for 2 days.
Okay.
And so how have you settled in the big private media?
Big private media, yes. It have been like super interesting 2 weeks. And I finally found a flat and moved in there, but there are still like boxes everywhere. And I'm not like completely moved into the flat, but work is fine and very nice and very interesting and very fast paced. And I have so much to do.
Nice. Do you actually think that the work in private media is faster than in, you know, public media?
Yeah, I'm not so sure if you can like generally say that, but what I learned now from where I worked and where I work now, it's a bit different, I'd say. But I don't know if I would like, for example, go to Bayerischer Rundfunk in Bavaria or WDR in Western Germany, or I don't know if it's the same, but because you're driven by finance and money, it's different than be like not be driven by finance and money. So you have to move fast because the market is like moving super fast. And for example, when Facebook announced that they are gonna treat publishers differently now and news are not be so much present more anymore in the news feed, that it's completely different, like,
but
in the private,
you know,
sector, I say.
But do you know who works in public media?
I guess our guest. No, I know it's our guest.
you know it right. So yes, I would like to welcome Eva Mošpánová from Czech Radio to our podcast. Hello, Eva.
Hi.
Hi.
This is actually the first time we are talking to each other in English. It's a bit weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think we did that before.
No, probably not.
No, I would say this is the first time.
Why would you?
Yeah, I mean, because, if you're on a conference with a bunch of other guys, but that did not happen to us, or hasn't happened yet. So
yeah,
we'll
true.
See.
We have to say Eva is not from Czech Republic, but is living and working now in Czech Republic. She's Slovak, just like David. Yeah, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
That's nice. So how did you end up in Czech Republic and in journalism? Please tell us a bit about yourself.
Oh, well, I'm thinking about this journalism thing. I'm doing it quite regularly since I'm about 16, starting in small municipal television. And I think I always kind of like it. And regarding Czech Republic question, I'm one of those Erasmus kids that went for Erasmus in Prague. to Prague, and I just somehow found my husband here, and I guess once we will have kids that will be in this Erasmus statistics, you know, how much kids Erasmus program brought to the European Union, so here I am.
Wow, I didn't know that actually, that it was like this.
Oh, you didn't know I end up here through Erasmus?
No, I did not.
No, it's a nice little program that just has tendency to move people through European Union and drop them off in funny places like Prague. And Prague is very easy city to fall in love with. So I just stood here, stayed here.
Oh, it's one of the easiest cities to fall in love with, I would say. And so you work now in Czech Radio, but that's not your first stop in Czech Republic. Tell us where you worked before, because it's kind of like, you know, it's a journey, interesting journey.
I started in Weekly Respect, which is it's a little bit of investigative, a little bit of social. It's a very respected weekly magazine, and then I moved to a little bit more business-like magazine, which is called Marketing and Media, where I focused on media market here. And right now I'm in Czech Public Service Radio, where we started about a year ago the first news website of Czech Radio. They did have a news website before for, I don't know, maybe more than 10 years, but well, it was a little bit more in back, and about a year ago they decided to really do a new nice website, very clean and very fast, so we are now working on that.
I have to ask David, is this the same Czech Radio where we met the guys in Budapest?
Yes, you can ask about them, Eva, she will tell you. But it's the same.
Which guys you might mean?
So it was Adam and Jan Cipulka.
Yeah.
Adam Javurek and Jan Cipulka.
Yes, those are, well, they are working with me on website. They are our data guys.
Okay. So, yeah, there's this one Czech public radio and you all work there and do cool stuff because Adam and Jan showed in their presentation very interesting stuff you did. And I was sitting there like, whoa, these radio guys do like very interesting, crazy stuff. I didn't know the Czech radio is so cool and like forward thinking. I liked it very much. So I'm really interested in what you are doing there.
Oh, well, I'm just regular reporter on the website. I don't have any kind of special affiliation. I usually do more of foreign desk stuff.
But I didn't want to interrupt you, David, because I thought I heard that you wanted to ask something else.
Yeah, I wanted to tell maybe because Eva is being modest, but she has gone through like a lot of things because I know about her, which she did not mention, that she used to go to writers' camps. Is this right? Like something like that?
Yeah, that's what we did back in Slovakia. We did a little, well, maybe writers' camp, writer program for kids who like writing in Slovakia. It's called Medziriadky, which would translate like something between the lines. And it was kind of summer program where we every year put together kids and did week full of writing for them. And actually there are some journalists that are out of there and are now doing their own writing.
Yeah, actually I would say quite a few. And then in respect, you mentioned you did not mention that you did like feature articles there mainly, I would say.
That's one thing I like and which is a little bit harder right now to do for me are these real long reads. I really love the pieces where you have place to write, and one thing that it's not so good about internet is that you have a lot of space on internet to write. You are not limited by pages, but you just don't have time.
that's the irony, right?
Yeah, it is. I just... And I just now love the opportunities that it gives you, you know, the snowfalls and stuff. It's amazing thing to do, but it just takes so much time.
And one or there are a few reasons why we called you to the podcast, because there has been some, I would say, interesting development in Czech Republic recently, which are the presidential elections. You are now like the little United States in the heart of Europe in some regard, I would say. Also the like journalism wise and media wise, the whole thing, not just around the election, but like long before, has in Czech Republic has been like developing, I would say, quite, like, wildly. I don't know, how would you call it?
Oh, well, I usually use the word interestingly, because you can just hide everything under the word interesting. I don't really know how to describe it. It changed a lot in the last week, though, at least my feeling from that. Have you seen the video where they are punching journalists and just throwing cameras to the ground? That was really weird things to see.
Did you see it, Mark?
I've seen it. I'm not so sure.
Well, it was after the presidential elections in the camp of President Zeman. There became, let's say, some fight or something like that, and it ended up in the way that two guys were punching journalists and throwing cameras to the ground and just shouting insults at the journalists. And few minutes before, the president was insulting journalists, and it was really crazy thing to see. I mean, I cannot remember where I have seen something like that in Central Europe.
And so that's present, but I would maybe go just like give the listeners like just a quick recap. Just correct me if I'm wrong. So, like, in Czech Republic, happened almost the same thing as in Slovakia, that the German publishing, like the German owners of the media, have left.
They did. They sold that. So they sold that to Andrej Babiš, the current prime minister, but he was not prime minister at the time.
Yes, so the bunch of the media ended up in the hands of, you know, like business people, we would say, or oligarchs, as we say in Slovakia, or people say in Slovakia, and many interesting things happened. For example, the biggest newspaper, like many journalists have left the big newspapers, they've started like small newspapers. Like some of them investigative, some of them really activistic, which are like aimed only like to, I would say, just like to oppose the prime minister, and the whole media scene has kind of scattered, and in all of this, like the Czech radio website emerged, and a few months ago there was actually same discussion as it was we talked about this, Mark, as in Germany, where the private media owners started, you know, saying publicly that why should public media, you know, radio and television, have their websites that is not, you know, their, you know, they shouldn't do that. And the same thing happened in Czech Republic. I would say it's calmed down. What do you think, Eva, about this, like the whole thing where people were, I would say, a bit against the website you're writing for in Czech radio?
Well, that's there are two sides to that. We are, there are certainly some, well, let's start with the fact that we are very popular among readers. I think we in a year that we are functioning now, we have gained quite an audience. We have people that are really, I'm surprised how friendly they are towards us. I have been in media for a few years, and I'm kind of used to nasty comments and stuff like that. And really, for last year, we have met with some nice encouraging messages from people, which is really different experience for me. But there are some critical comments which came mainly from people in media business. I don't blame them for that. It's they say that we are kind of, you know, unfair competition because we don't have to live from advertising, which is kind of problem for them since it makes our website fast. It makes it quite nice. We don't have any ads there. It just loads really quickly and nicely. And I understand some of these points. But the thing is, the BBC also does have website and no one cares that much about it. So, and we did have websites for the Czech radio, did have websites for quite a lot of years. What we are doing now is that we are trying to push it a little bit more and trying to see what we can do with that. We have two jobs basically. Our main job is to promote the work of the radio. We take the materials that our colleagues from radio make and turn them to web, which I think is good because in that way, you know, when you make a report for radio, they just play it there one or two times and it just flew over and people who didn't catch it just didn't catch it. Once you put it on the internet, it's there. People are able to find it, to look at it, to come back to it. So I think it's good for the people who do that and also for the readers. And the second thing, we also have our own reporters and we are trying to do our own things. We have that data guys, which are trying to do data journalism. So we are trying to see where public media can go in this regard. I don't think we are in competition with commercial media though. I think we are still public media, our role is different in this, and I think in the year 2018 it's just normal that we have internet. That's funny thing, even President Miloš Zeman was asked in one interview about us and this question whether he thinks it's normal that radio would build website, news website, and he said that it's year, at that time it was year 2017, so why not have it?
Yeah, but I think especially the private-owned companies think a bit differently about that topic. So don't you think that? Like, they say you're like a big competition. It's logical that you don't see it like this.
Oh, yeah, I can see where they are coming from, but I'm thinking how to say difference, because I really don't see us to each other as competition. I'm more promoter of cooperation among journalists, and it's quite weird thing about Czech market right now. I don't know about German market, or I'm not so sure about Slovak market now. But here, market in Czech Republic right now is very competitive. It gets to this kind of weird brawls on the Twitter and Facebook and attacks from media on each other. And so I'm more promoter on cooperation because I think our goal is basically the same. We all want to provide people with quality information, or at least majority of us. So I don't think, and we are not taking any advertisement money from there. If we would do advertisement, then I would get any critique that they have, because then we would go into their business. But we just don't do advertisement, so their advertisement budgets are untouched by us. And from what we have seen at the numbers, their visitor numbers are also not affected by us. It's interesting because these years, or at least last year since we started, there have been presidential election and parliamentary election. And I think thanks to these elections, there have been growing taste for the news. And basically every news website in Czech Republic have been gaining visitors and views. So no one is going down right at this point. And certainly we couldn't see at numbers when we looked that we would take a big bunch of numbers or anything like that. Quite on the contrary.
Yeah, it's always like a very theoretical discussion, because public the public sector is doing like online journalism for free, and the private sector says like, if you wouldn't do it for free, we would have more paying customers. So paying readers. That's like the kind of dispute that's there, but I see that you don't like affect the...
Well, it's hard in the Czech Republic because there is not much paywalls here. It's somehow didn't catch on here, or at least not yet. The majority of news websites are still free.
Yeah, it's a bit of a egg and chicken discussion. What was first? Because everything was free on the internet in the beginning. Nobody started to build up paywalls, and now they have to think about how to get money, how to earn money, and how to like invent new business models for online journalism. So. But yeah, I've now seen both sides, although it's only 2.5 weeks. But I see how money runs the business. But I'm still a big fan of the public sector and the public radio and TV and also the online project. So.
Well, yeah. I think I have been in always. Well, this is my first year and a half in public media. Always before I have been in commercial media, so I can see the commercial side of that. And I think that it's important also to support commercial media. It's important not to tell people, or it's important to tell people, for example, to turn ad blocks off, because that's a big problem in Czech Republic. And Czech readers are quite tech savvy, and they know how to use ad block, and they use it a lot. So that's a big problem on this market, for example.
This is one discussion that's going on in Czech Republic, but something which we talked about already is connected maybe when we were last time in Bratislava. I think we talked about this, which is like trust in media, plus like people seem to not know anymore like how media is run, that like all the processes behind journalism we do. And also in Czech Republic is like especially, I would say, vulnerable and full of like there are a few really big I think we can call them fake news websites which are operating on pretty large scale. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, there is certainly market for let's say, how they call themselves, alternative news sources. They have quite an audience in Czech Republic. One of the most visited portals, Parliamentary News. It's a portal that tends to be accused a lot of distributing, let's say, not entirely truthful news. The one thing it showed, especially it. I think it, as in many countries, it always shows up before elections. It doesn't necessarily have to be or have to do with some foreign intervention. It also just can have to do with, or I'm sorry, I'm just thinking really fast. Let me put it together somehow. Well, it has also a lot to do with emotions that all the elections are steering. And in the last months, in presidential elections, we have seen a lot of news that were certainly not truthful. The one of them, in the Czech elections, there have been this runoff between Miloš Zeman, our current president, and between Jiří Drahoš, the scientist who came into this second round of the elections with him. And there were for months, we expected for months for Jiří Drahoš to be in the second round of election, and it was kind of expected that there would be some disinformation about him, or some fake news, or just simply lies about him. So, and there were some attempts. There is, for example, one website with very murky financing and murky personalities behind it. Aeronet, which claimed, for example, that Jiří Drahoš was member of communist secret police and also suggested that he likes little boys and stuff like that, none of which was true. And that didn't catch on. What caught on and what became quite surprisingly, or maybe not that surprisingly, the main topic of Czech elections was immigration. Surprisingly, because the Czech president doesn't really have any powers in which he can control immigration. Or anyway, but that became a main topic. And migration is also a topic that a lot of these alternative sources are really interested about, because people are looking for different view there.
Was it really a surprise for you that immigration was such a big topic? Because we've seen this main topic in like every selection in Europe, if it was like France or the Brexit discussion, even in Germany.
So I mean, it was not that surprising that this topic came out, but it was quite surprising that it came out, especially in presidential elections, since president really doesn't have anything to do with that, basically. He just cannot, simply. There are very little powers that he can do with that.
So what would have been like the bigger topics for the election?
Well, one of the big topics that was talked about was Mr. Zeman's health. Mr. Zeman is a guy over 70, and it is known that he has some health issues. And, well, he admits it, that he has problems from diabetes, that he has problems with his legs. But that was, for example, one, let's say, disinformation that was spread before that he has cancer. That was something what local politician from Brno wrote on his Facebook, that Mr. Zeman has cancer and just few months in front of him. And there was nothing to confirm this information, basically. There is a lawsuit going on, I believe. And, well, Mr. Zeman's doctor said that he is healthy. And the truth is that at this moment we don't know what is president's health status like. We know that, everyone could see that he's getting a little bit weaker maybe, but his doctors claim that he is healthy. He himself is saying that he is a young man full of energy. So that is something that is also got a little bit of disinformation before elections. But, you know, if I'm thinking about it, probably the migration is a big topic in Czech Republic for the last few years. Especially in Czech Republic, it's even a bigger topic than in Slovakia, which is kind of weird because we really don't have much immigrants here.
What do you say, David?
About the migration topic?
Yeah, especially in Slovakia.
No, it's... From time to time, you always see it when the politicians don't know how to, you know, oppose their opponent. They just like go to migration as a topic, and the more liberal politicians, they of course will not say that they welcome any migrants, but they will not say that they don't want any. On the other hand, you have these like other, maybe a little bit more nationalist politicians, which always go for like, we want our country for our people, and we do not want like not one migrant. So it's interesting that even though like 2 years have passed since like the big wave, it's still a huge topic which you know, makes people react to that, and that's always a good talking point for any politician, I would say. So I was not that surprised about that, but still I thought that the level, like the quality of the topics would be a bit better.
The thing is, when there were the German elections, I think most of the people thought the way like you just described it, it's a big topic. No questions, but so many people thought like there are so many other problems in our country, like poverty, and like the rich people get richer, the poor get poorer, and things like that. But like we have an airport in Berlin that's not like being finished for decades probably, and there's this and this and that, and the big topics, especially like in the TV duels, like when they talked to each other and discussed everything, were always like immigration. That was always also done by the media, like this. They always asked questions about this because obviously it's politically one of the biggest problems or topics in Europe right now.
Well, that became also main topic of Czech elections. We had full cities of posters which were saying stop Drahoš and immigration, tying two things together that didn't have much connections, but the cities were full of them. So, and they really, I think they managed to portray Jiří Drahoš as kind of, as they say in Czech, welcomer of refugees, to connect him to that topic, which was not true. He was really trying again and again to explain that he's against quotas, that he's against the economic migrants who are not from European Union. Really, his views were not that different from Mr. Zeman's, but he was just not able to somehow jump out of this box of welcomer and friend of refugees. And that was really reason for many people not to vote for him.
Okay, and regarding the there's one another phenomenon which people outside Czech Republic maybe could not see, and I don't think I have seen any articles covering this or something. So in the United States, after Trump got elected, New York Times, Washington Post, had huge campaigns like now is the time when you have to, you know, endorse quality journalism, you can like support us, the best way is to like, you know, become our members and pay us monthly fee. And something like this I see happening via Twitter in Czech Republic. Like is it just like my bubble, or is it a real thing, Eva? Because like I have seen all the major like news outlets like trying to, you know, jump on this, like if there was a Trump bump, we could call it a Zeman bump. Like is something like that happening? Like,
well, it seems that it really is happening. I asked my former colleague from Respect about, because I have seen also on Twitter that people are tweeting like, let's support media now. It doesn't have actually that much to do with the re-election of Zeman. I think it would not just happen because of that. What happened after re-election of Zeman was this insulting of journalism, of journalists and of media that came right away, like minutes after that. Because what happened before elections itself is that Zeman's spokesman Jiří Ovčáček was arguing really hard with journalists. He even declared that economic newspaper Hospodárské noviny is not a media, that big news portal Aktuálne is not media, and he will not answer their question. And what happened after Zeman got elected is that he got on a podium, and questions from journalists started really few minutes after election. I don't even think it was all counted at that point. Maybe it was like 99.9%. And the first thing when a journalist from Czech television tried to ask question was that Zeman told him like, can you speak louder, please? You sound like mutant. And that was first thing that he said after being elected, which kind of raised eyebrows. The second thing is that when another journalist from Respect tried to ask question, he insulted her. Then when tried, or not insulted her, but just kind of made fun of that question. And then who insulted was our Prime Minister Andrei Babiš, who when he was asked also after elections question, he just started attacking family of the journalist. He said Emma Smetana journalist that her mother insulted him and just got really personal. So, and all this happened in one evening together with the fight, which I told you about, that in Zeman's... in a hotel where Zeman team was and where Zeman celebration was, one man, we think he got drunk. He claimed that he was poisoned by bad journalists. Well, or not journalists, why? Prague intellectual coffee house or however you want to call it. Can I say that again, maybe to cut it, because I got somehow lost it? Well, so, what happened in a hotel where Zeman was that there two men got into fight with journalists, like really ugly fight with insults and with throwing cameras to the ground, with punches going on. And all of that happened in one evening. Insults to the journalist, fight with journalists, and I think that was something that really pushed a lot of people into this, that we have to support media. It's starting to... It was really, really weird feeling to see that. Those were pictures that you usually imagine to see somewhere in Balkans. And we are not used to that in Czech Republic. We still do have... There is still some basic respect for journalists, or even... It seemed a little bit like when you remember these pictures when former Prime Minister of Slovakia, Vladimir Mečiar, threw cameras and just fought with journalists. It was something like that. And this wave of people claiming that we want to support our favorite magazines and journalists came after that. So I think it has a lot to do with that. And I asked friends from Respect whether they can see really the rise in numbers or whether it's just Twitter status. You know, it doesn't have to translate this Twitter status into real support. But he says that really it is. They gained in last week hundreds of new subscribers. He talks about 400% rise of subscribers. So the numbers are not full yet. He doesn't know exact numbers, and I didn't ask for exact numbers, but he said that they can really feel that support. So hopefully it will stay.
Wow, that's actually... Okay.
It's amazing. I'm amazed at that support. It's really nice thing to see. And we will need it.
Will they even use like the normal radio, or will they go to Alexa or Google Home or whatever and listen to anything audio which is not produced by like radio only guys but by private companies, for example Google itself, for example?
I do wish I knew exact answer to that, because I could probably get a lot of money if I would know exact answer to that.
Yeah, true.
Well, the radio is still, thanks to car, listened pretty much in Czech Republic, but one of our radio stations started to experiment with podcasts also. It was their first experiment. I think it went quite well, and we are looking, for example, at what SME is doing at Slovakia with their Good Morning podcast. That is very inspiring thing. What is right now big trend in Czech Republic is video. It's this we are at this time now where everyone thinks that there are money in video advertising and that video is the best strategy. I think we'll move beyond this point quite soon, because right now there is maybe even a little bit too much of video on Czech internet. Everyone is trying to do video interviews. It's very popular, and I don't know how long this can stay. I'm expecting a little bit maybe this podcast to come and we'll see, because it's really a fun thing with Slovaks and Czechs that we used to media-wise tend to inspire each other to like what we see in Slovakia and what seems good, then we try to take and bring to Czech Republic. And I don't know, like, what do you think? Does it work other side? Do you take something from Czech Republic? I'm not sure.
Yeah, definitely. The data journalism stuff that you guys, like Czech Republic was the first doing data journalism, and I know the guys before me, they were following the Czech Republic and looking at this. So it's definitely vice versa.
Yeah, and I really hope that the podcast will take on in Czech Republic, that they will see, because it's a little bit hard with videos on the internet, that, you know, you actually have to look on your any device that you use when you see the video. And the trend in Czech Republic is to do video interviews. And the good thing about video interviews is that you can do it also just like, just use sound from that. So I think that could be pretty translatable. It will just depend, like a lot of things in media, on advertising, whether advertiser will catch on that and how users will react to that.
Okay, we could probably start a pro and contra discussion about video and audio, but I think you're right. And the thing is, the analytics we have for video, especially in social media, are, well, they're big numbers, but you can imagine what's behind it. I mean, Facebook counts everything from 3 seconds. YouTube is much better because they count everything from 30 seconds. But still, who is watching till the end? Who is, like, not only scrolling through a newsfeed and so on? So maybe audio is, like, more trustful, or not trustful, but I don't know, a more traditional medium that like connects to its listeners. And I don't know about you guys, but I like to listen to a podcast like for 20 minutes underground ride, or on my way home, or at home. And once I started a podcast, I'm always listening till the end, or almost always listen till the end. And that's not the case with videos, I have to be honest. So again, a plus for podcasts, but everyone listening to this podcast knows that David and I are like super duper podcast fans. So it's very subjective.
What can help us a lot are prices of data in Czech Republic, of internet data, because internet is still quite expensive here and the sound is just cheaper to get on your phone than video.
Yeah, that's a topic we always talk about, because there are so many places in Europe that are much better with data plans. Germany is horrible as well. It's very expensive.
You should move to Czech Republic or Slovakia. You will get cheaper internet.
Oh, not much. In yeah. Czech Republic, it's awful expensive also.
Really? So come to Slovakia.
I heard in Poland that they have really funny prices for internet.
Okay, we should all go to Poland then. I know that in, for example, in Moldova, the internet is like super cheap, because it was one of the countries where they were testing the connection and the networks. So that's why people in Moldova have had like really fast and really cheap internet for long. But for example, over there, the video blogging YouTubers scene is much bigger and better.
That's interesting.
Maybe because of that. Yes. So my friend told me, actually. One of the guests of this show, like the very, I would say he was the second guest on the show, VRL. We can go and listen to that interview. Anyway, guys, it's been fun. Thank you for all of you guys who've been listening until here. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast if you have not subscribed yet. Tell your friends. We like to have many journalism nerds listening to this podcast. Reach out if you have something interesting, and what else, Mark? Follow us everywhere.
Never. forget to always check your facts, please. Because that's very important.
Yes.
In Czech Republic.
Very important.
In Slovakia, in Germany, and everywhere else in the world.
Okay, bye.